2023 was another record-breaking year for WLR-FM, having collected 4 awards at the IMRO National Radio Awards, as well as achieving record listenership figures and an Irish Audio Award. WLR won 1 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze accolades at the IMRO National Radio Awards in October, on another fantastic night for the station. Daisha Today, presented by Damien Tiernan and produced by Jennifer Long, was named the Local Regional Current Affairs Programme of the Year, while WLR News won silver in the Local Regional News Programme of the Year category for their Waterford at One special. Dinfna Nugent won big on the night, also winning silver in the News Programme News Event of the Year category for her documentary Drug Debt and Intimidation, which delved into the issues of drug addiction and violence in County Waterford. While 21-year-old Molly Goff, who joined WLR last year, also tasted IMRO success for the first time, as her Abair Amach A Alzheimer's special claimed a bronze award in the Caol Toradh Le Gaeilge category. All the winners were absolutely delighted with their achievements.
It's testament to the listenership that we have and to the support we get not only from our colleagues in WLR, but the listeners who tune in and day out and give us all the support. So yeah, it's a big night for us on Daisha Today. It's a big night for WLR as a station. And again, just to say we're so, so delighted to be here in the first place, but to come home with a Hall of Awards is just exceptional. And we're really, really grateful to everybody for their support.
Amazing night for the station, Jordan, to be honest. Like Damien to win a gold, fantastic for him. That's 5 goals for Damien now in just 5 years with us in the radio station, so we're delighted with that. Molly Goff, I'm absolutely thrilled for Molly to win a bronze. Like in Molly's category, she had 4 national radio stations ahead of her, and she came in the top 3 in there, so winning a bronze there is phenomenal. On news as well, like winning a silver in news for a really strong news entry, I thought was a fantastic entry, and congratulations to the WLR News team and to Dinfna Nugent as well. Like a brilliant kind of documentary on drug debt intimidation that was produced earlier on this year. Fantastic. So well done to everyone. It was a really good night. We'll obviously enjoy it tonight, and congratulations to all the team in WLR.
Yes, it's lovely to be here with your peers in the industry, and it's always nice to win some awards because I've come to hear loads of years that we've won nothing. So it was great to win some awards tonight. Congratulations to Damien and to Dinfna and to the guys in news. And, you know, everybody, Molly, who was nominated, you know, she's only with us about 6 months. And she's done really well, and as has Dinfna and the guys in news. And Damien's just a trooper. This must be his 5th or 6th award in the last few years.
It's 5 years.
Is it? Yeah. It's phenomenal, really. So, you know, he's a superstar, really, in terms of broadcasting. So, yeah, look, I'm delighted. You know, look, everybody who works in WLR does their best. Yeah. It's as simple as that, Jordan. You know, we have a good, you know, work ethic in there, and people who are in there are talented, and they really try their best. And you know, I think most years there's a reflection of that. Whether we win Station of the Year or we win a few awards, but the main thing is that we're nominated and we're in the shake-up, and that the talent is coming through and it's being recognised, and all those things that make up being a good radio station. But, you know, the biggest award of all is having listenership.
I'm so proud this evening of everybody and the efforts that all the news and sport team have put in throughout the past few months. It's really been remarkable. And the project which we received the silver award for tonight was our Waterford at One tricolour special, which was broadcast in March and which centred around the tricolour celebration which took place in Waterford City at that time. And it was through the vision of my predecessor Marianne Vaughan that it was executed, and it was a fantastic project because we all had an input into it, so it was fantastic that we all had that level of involvement in it. That really is part of the WLR vision, that we are all part of a team and we pull together, and I feel it's just such a wonderful place to work, and it's fantastic to know as news editor that I have the support of everybody around me and that everybody is so committed to their job. What I think is quite unique is the fact that we are all so dedicated to Waterford, because all of the news and sport team, we are from Waterford. We have our roots in Waterford. We have strong links to the local community. So what we do isn't just a job for us. We're actually more invested in it. We're dedicated to Waterford and we're dedicated to bringing the news and the stories that matter to the people of Waterford.
I am so shocked. I was only in radio maybe 2 months when I started work on my drugs documentary. And I knew at the time that it was something special, but it was only because people were willing to share their experiences with me and their private stories, and it's something I will be forever grateful for. So accepting that silver award this evening is not something that was on my behalf, but it was on behalf of all of the families who spoke with me and all of the stories that I was privileged enough to be able to tell.
I actually can't believe it. I came up here not expecting much at all, to be honest, Jordan, and here we are. Bronze award won, going home to Dungarvan tomorrow proud, and I actually can't believe it. You know what, I couldn't be happier, completely emotional, like, and my dad and my aunts and everyone has been ringing me, and to be honest I'm not answering the phone. I've rang back my dad in all fairness, like, and I've spoken to him, but you know, like, I did the Alzheimer's special with my grandmother. And what breaks my heart is I can't ring her now to tell her that I've won it, yeah. Because she won't remember that we did the interview. So it's tough enough, but you know what? Bronze award. Oireachtas awards next month. Here we come. Like, and I just can't believe I'm on air with 1 year and 2 weeks and I'm already after winning an IMRO bronze award. It's just...
WLR came away with one of the top awards from the first ever Irish Audio Awards this year. The ceremony took place in the Smock Alley Theatre in Dublin. The Daisha Today Climate Change Special, which also won an IMRO Radio Award in 2022, was crowned the winner of the broadcaster category. WLR was the only station, local or national, to win one of the audio awards, which are being run by Radio Centre Ireland and the ICAD. Here's a small segment from the double award-winning documentary.
Quite warm in Waterford and the southeast today. 20, 21, 22, possibly 24 degrees. Humidity is at 92%. Yes, that's the weather forecast. Rather benign for today. Here's the weather forecast, though, for this day in September 2051. Well, our 8 month summer keeps on giving. Temperatures 32 degrees, down from the high 30s of the last week. UV index is at 8. Red alert mosquito warnings continue at Rathgormack. Air moisture 92%. High potato blight warnings. And 3 inches of rain expected tonight, with normal flooding in Dungarvan and Blenheim. And our refugee alert, sponsored by Blade Runner Security, puts where Woodstown once was on status extreme. Now, there you go. Scary, isn't it? It's not fiction, though. It's scientific predictions by the Irish Centre for High-End Computing, the supercomputer based at WIT, known as K.
We have no money to pay for a kilo of rice. We just want to live. We want to be safe. We just want to eat. We want to drink.
And at least 1.2 billion people, yes, billion, will be trying to cross oceans and land, displaced from their homes, climate refugees on a planet with 60% less fresh water than today and demands for food 50% higher, say the Institute for Economics and Peace. We're going to be looking at many matters today, especially water and what we can do about it. And we won't even have time to talk about the many parts of our coast that'll be underwater in 30 years' time if something serious isn't done. Some listening now won't be around in 30 years' time. Should we care? I'll be 81 if I'm still alive. Why should I care?
What kind of environment am I going to live in now in 20 years' time? The people, like, kind of making the decisions and stuff have the ability to put it on the long finger because they know that they're not really going to have to deal with the consequences, you know?
Sean's in his early 20s. He doesn't know if he wants to bring children into this world. Would you have doubts about having children?
Seriously, yeah, for sure. I don't know if people realise, but that's a common conversation amongst people my age. Like, is it realistic to have kids? Like, if you're going to have kids, are you damning them to a future in which they're going to struggle massively in terms of, like, climate change and climate refugees and even, like, the economic side of that, the economic repercussions of that standard of living? You know, is it something I can stand by, a decision I can stand over to have kids and know that they're probably going to grow up and they're going to ask me that question in terms of, like, you know, why did you have kids knowing that this is going to be the reality? Is the situation like?
Oh my goodness. More from Sean later. Now imagine you're a radio producer in 2051 doing a history programme on what people were saying in 2021, listening to this. Well, hello there from the past. Here's a sample of what's been happening this year.
Glaciers are melting.
The water has receded now, but has left much of the area in ruins.
Weather is what we experience every day.
The devastation and the death. Severe flooding across Europe kills at least 60 people.
The atmosphere and oceans are warmer.
It's a catastrophe.